from New York, our very own Richie Sing.
Richie Sing!
Maybe if I wasn't tired.
Hey, Ryan. Okay. My turn. I'm an addict named Richie.
Hey, Richie.
And I'm here by God's grace and God's mercy. And I want to thank CPR CNA for a very gracious invite. I've been to your convention a few times. I've done your opening meeting 23 years ago. And I've been in and out coming here. And I want to thank Sherman for thinking of me. You know, sometimes it's just good to be a thought. You know, I'm full of a lot of emotions right now. I got a great topic. You got a great. We read the same dictionary. Well, mine was real simple. An alibi is an excuse. You know, that's all it is, for blame. And great, you came out of the same thing. I don't know, who were you? Somebody tell you what I was reading or something? I don't know. But you know, I have something here that I want to share with you. I want to read something. I've always been a literature guy. I believe in our literature wholeheartedly. I've always believed in our literature. I always try to coincide my life with the literature. The literature had never lied to me. You have. A lot of times. But the literature don't lie. You know? And I can lie. Because the disease does go to the podium. You know, you could be all fanfared about what you're listening to, and sometimes it just ain't the truth. You know? It's an alibi. In a big form. In a big way. Because I've learned that, you know, you can come here and share anything and you believe anything anybody tells you. Especially when it's in front of a microphone. You know? But here's the deal. Making a choice in how we describe our experience. And I'm going to share my experience with you. Gives us a choice in how we experience our lives. You know,